Karzana Nassian Al Bahad, which looks to be cementing a comeback in India and SQO's investment ecosystem following a four-year hiatus, has sold more stake in IDFC Limited, its oldest bet here. The Malaysian Sovereign Wealth Fund has sold approximately 5.18% stake in IDFC, just days after selling a smaller chunk of shares in the financial services holding company. Per VC Circle calculations, based on stock exchange data, Karzana has sold more than 8.26 crore shares in IDFC Limited at ₹38.76 a piece, netting it 320.37 crore, approximately $43.66 million at current exchange rates. This pairs its stake in the company to 2.12%, down from the 7.3% it held after selling shares worth an approximate $19 million just last month. And NBSP. IDFC Limited houses asset management and project finance businesses, and is a large shareholder of IDFC First Bank. Karzana had originally acquired 8.97% stake in IDFC in 2007 for 848.16 crore, about $210 million then. 3 years later it raised its total exposure to the company to 1,228 crore. Its total exposure is believed to be close to $300 million. IDFC Bank was demerged out of IDFC Limited in 2015. This gave Karzana and other shareholders of IDFC a stake in the private sector bank. The Malaysian investor had sold its entire stake in IDFC First Bank in 2016. It had harvested around ₹1,050 to 1,100 crore, about $160 million, at the time. Last year, Karzana had made a quick exit from data analytics firm Fractal Analytics Incorporated when it sold its stake in the firm to private equity firm Apax Partners. The Sovereign Fund had also rolled its stake in India and SQO's top hospitals chain, Apollo Hospitals, to Malaysian SQO's IHH Healthcare BHD. IHH sold its stake in Apollo in 2017. In the financial services sector, Karzana had previously exited L&Amp, T Finance in 2015. Shares of IDFC Limited ended trading on Thursday up 12.42% at ₹43 a piece, near its 52-week high of ₹45.70. It has had a corresponding low of ₹13.40 per share. Interestingly, three other investors picked up shares of IDFC at nearly the same price that Karzana sold at: hedge fund Abacus, Morgan Stanley Asia Singapore Private, and the Avendus Absolute Return Fund picked up shares worth 38.75 crore, 51.15 crore rupees, and 58 crore respectively,